just one law in the laws of Birkat HaMazon. We know that from the Torah, there are certain concepts that must be mentioned in the Birkat HaMazon. Number one, we must thank God for the sustenance, for the akhila, for the food that He gave us. Also, there must be a mention of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and the Beit HaMikdash. That's why we have the three berachot of Birkat HaMazon, the first three berachot, that include those three concepts. Birkat HaZan is on the food that He gave us, Birkat Nodeh is on Eretz Yisrael, and Rahim talks about Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash. There is a machloket, however, if the three berachot are from the Torah, or from the Torah you only have to mention the three concepts, even in one beracha. Which means, if let's say you discuss all those three concepts in one beracha, some want to say that from the Torah you fulfilled your obligation. The fact that they split them up into three separate berachot, that already is midrabanan. The opinions are as follows. The Beit Yosef in Siman Kuf Tzaddi Aleph, and also Maran in the Kesef Mishneh, in the laws of Berachot, Perek Bet, writes that although the concepts are from the Torah, but the fact that they separated them into three separate berachot, that is from the rabbis. Against that, you have the opinion of the Tosafot that holds that the actual minyan berachot, the actual amount of blessings, the three blessings themselves, is min haTorah. That the Torah wants you to make three separate blessings. The halakha, of course, we're going to take the opinion of the Beit Yosef, Maran, that holds that the amount of blessings is only from the Rabbanan. What is the nafkamina? What's the difference what you hold? The difference would be is in a case where, let's say, a person by mistake, after he ate bread, kedesivihan, he was satiated, so he has an obligation in the Torah to make Birkat HaMazon. By mistake, he said the berachav me'ain shalosh. He said ala mehya. Instead of saying Birkat HaMazon, he made a mistake. So the halakha would say that he can be Yotzei Yedei Chovah. He is Yotzei Yedei Chovah. Why? Because in the berakha of Ala Mechya, there is mention of those three concepts. Number one, we're thanking God for the food, that's Mechav Al Kalkala. We also say Al Eris Hemda Toba, that's Eris Israel. And we also ask about Yerushalayim in the Beit HaMikdash, when we say Obnei Yerushalayim in HaKodesh. So since the concepts were mentioned, Min HaTorah Yui Yotzeh. And Midrabanan, you weren't Yotzeh, because let's say you didn't say the three separate berachot, but that's only Midrabanan, but from the Torah you fulfilled your obligation. So therefore, Halakha Lema'aseh, if a person ate bread and by mistake said the beracha of Al Mechya instead of Birkat HaMazon, he is Yotze and he does not make Birkat HaMazon. He fulfills his obligation in what he said in Al Mechya. If a person wants to be Mahmir and eat some more bread in order to make a Birkat HaMazon, to have in mind that that Birkat HaMazon should cover what he did before, Tabu Ala Beracha. However, the halakha, it's enough. If he just made ala mechya b'di'avad, of course, the chetana has to make Birkat HaMazon. B'di'avad, where he said ala mechya, he made a mistake, he is yotze yedei chovah.